with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Florida is making changes to its vaccine mandates.
Florida is phasing out all childhood vaccine mandates in the state. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo called current requirements in schools and elsewhere an immoral intrusion on people's rights bordering on, quote, slavery, unquote. He also said it hurts parents' ability to make health decisions for their children. The state health department can scrap its own rules for some vaccine mandates, but others would require action by the Florida legislature. He didn't specify any particular vaccines, but repeated several times that the effort would end all of them. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A judge has reversed the Trump administration's cuts of billions of dollars to Harvard University. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge in Boston found that over $2.5 billion in federal funding cuts were an illegal retaliation for Harvard's refusal to comply with White House demands. The Trump administration had tied the funding freezes to Harvard's delays in dealing with anti-Semitism on campus. The judge's ruling is a legal victory for the Ivy League school, but the White House complained about an activist judge and said they would appeal the decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A bill that would allow Texas residents to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000 has been sent to the governor. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters hail it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Lawmakers agreed to cap the award for most people at $10,000, with the other $90,000 to go to charity. If the law is signed, it's likely to face legal challenges. This is SRN News. A warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's Christian population. Most of Mosul's believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. Before the invasion, the city's Christian population stood at 50,000. Today, fewer than 20 Christian families remain. This is SRN News. New York authorities are investigating two teens who may have been operating a subway.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after video circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of two different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee had been identified. I'm Bill Alexander.
President Trump has affirmed that the United States will keep a robust military presence in Poland as he held a warm meeting with Karol Nawrocki, the new president of the American ally in Europe. More details at srnnews.com.